But joining us now, as he does every Monday morning after a Cowboys game, win or lose, and lately it's been nothing but wins, is the owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. Congratulations on another win.
Hey, good morning, and thank you, and I do appreciate it, and we are.
Well, that went about as well as could be expected.
Well, it did, okay. And I always love playing the Browns. It's kind of like having a second bye week on your schedule there.
Yeah, they're not very good.
Well, it's just nice to face off with a franchise whose management structure is a bigger dumpster fire than your own. You know, I don't get to look down my nose at other GMs too often, but wow, those guys are a mess up there.
Well, don't say too much. You know, you were 4-12 last year.
Well, that is a funny thing that you're saying, and but it is, but it isn't, and we'll edit it out.
How?
But that poor town up there, Cleveland, you know, they just lost the World Series to them sorry-ass Cubs.
Yeah.
Their football team is, what, 0-8?
Yeah.
And in addition to all that, it's Cleveland. So, I mean, that town has a lot going against it.
Don't kick them while they're down.
You know, we had a lot of Cowboy fans in that stadium cheering for us yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
It almost felt like a home game, and I would have thought it was a home game, except it clearly smelled like Cleveland.
Okay, another shot at Cleveland.
Man.
Which, that smell is kind of like a combo of turned lettuce, hamper BO, and sports impotence.
Oh my gosh.
Sounds awful.
Well, hey, your rookies did it again yesterday.
Yeah, can you believe that? Them rookies have led us to be 7-1.
It's incredible. It's a miracle.
It is incredible. It is a miracle. And the 7-1, that sounds pretty Super Bowl bound to me.
Yeah.
I think that we looked good yesterday. Now, looked real pretty like out there on that field. And now I need to remember that we were playing the Browns.
Yeah.
And they're not the greatest measuring stick of good play. But we still look great out there. You know, we probably could have thrown Rowdy in the game and he would have gotten 100 yards rushing.
Maybe behind that line.
Behind that line that I drafted and put together.
Yes, you did.
And speaking of running the ball, if I could, I'd just like to stop down for a second or two here and congratulate myself and shake my own hand for having the courage to take Zeke Elliott in the draft this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said last that was going to work.
I said it was going to work, and it did. And, you know, of the 20 or so Emmett replacements I brought through here, I think he's the most Emmett-iest.
He is the most Emmett-iest.
And now that I'm a highly successful GM, I can look at other teams and tell you what's wrong. And from my professional sports vantage point, the Browns' biggest problem is that they suck at playing football.
Mm-hmm. True.
So I think they need to think real long and hard about if football is something they really want to do in life.
There's
a lot of other things those guys can do.
I don't know. For a football franchise, I think that's about all they can do.
Hey, can I just correct something that I've seen on the socialist media out there?
What's that?
I saw on the Twitter tweets that somebody posted some footage of the Jones family supposedly doing the mannequin challenge on a plane.
Yeah, we saw that.
Well, I would just like to dispel those rumors. We were not taking whatever that is that they're calling the mannequin challenge.
What were you doing?
The truth is we started celebrating pretty hard about in the second quarter. So by the end of the game, we got to the plane. We were all comatose with Johnny Walker Blue.
Everybody was.
Right, right. The whole Jones family. And so you just caught us in a little candid moment there. That was business as usual. And you know it's a good day and things are going well when we put our Mexican quarterback in there at the end of the game, and he couldn't screw it up.
I don't think he's from Mexico.
He's one for one.
Mark Sanchez, one for one. That's right. And what was the one that he got?
It was a laser.
That's right. A laser. Mark Sanchez. So now we got two great backup Mexican quarterbacks. And I think Tony is about to as a quality backup to Mark Sanchez.
Oh, stop it.
Wow, he's fallen.
Don't talk.
That Dakota Prescott's going to take us to the promised land, and he is, and we do, and we are, and you got it.
Okay, Jerry. Good morning. Congrats on the win. Well, that's Jerry's thoughts on the game.